Page 26. Difficulties in German. My successes and failures at studying German abroad. I will be the first to admit that my German skills are quite poor. As a university student, I decided to minor in German. For some reason, I really liked the language, but I was not particularly good at learning it. The grammar and word order confused me. Prepositions made no sense. All the nouns had genders, and I rarely remembered which noun was which. My only talent was spelling. I got an A+ on every vocabulary test I took. After 2 years of studies, I resigned myself to communicating in broken German and signed up to study in Germany to complete my degree. It was the hardest semester I would ever have. Once in Germany, I felt like I was starting from scratch. The German I'd learned in university wasn't practical for everyday conversation. My book knowledge fell by the wayside as I figured out the basics of getting around, reading menus, and chatting with my classmates. I was constantly on edge at school, worried about whether the professors would call on me in class and whether I'd understand their questions. I only relaxed a little around my 8 roommates, who were willing to speak German slowly to me and didn't seem to mind my mistakes. I had enrolled in 4 classes, literature, grammar, reading and writing, and history. All were in German and difficult. But the history lecture was the worst. The professor spoke fast. Almost everything he said flew right over my head. I sat in the front, took notes, and even recorded the lectures. But nothing helped. I had no idea what the class was about. At the end of the semester, I summoned all of my courage and asked my history professor for a form saying I'd attended the class. He said yes and told all the foreign students who wanted this form to meet at his office at a certain time. I'd like to say I got the form and took it back to my university for class credit, but I didn't. I was too afraid to be in his office and reveal how little I could really understand. I was sure I was the only one in the class at such a low level. So I flaked and skipped the meeting. Years have passed, but I still remember how it felt to struggle so hard at learning another language. I think my failures that semester taught me just as much as my successes. Word bank. Gender. Many languages assign genders to their nouns. Resign. Ken sighed and resigned himself to carrying his girlfriend's purse for her. Start from scratch. Bella ruined the cake mix when she accidentally added bad eggs, so she had to start from scratch. On edge. I was completely on edge when I met my boyfriend's parents for the first time. Enroll. My sister enrolled in a photography class this semester. Over one's head. Everything the math teacher said went over the students' heads. Summon. I just couldn't summon the nerve to jump off of the cliff. Flake. Josh said he was going to attend the party, but he flaked and didn't go. More information. Minor. Fall by the wayside. Talk about it. Have you ever studied abroad? If so, what was your experience like? If not, would you like to go? Think of a time when you were very confused at school or work. How did you handle it?